Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, an insect hotel, Loch Ness, and a mud falcon. That's all coming up next.
And now, Cliff Notes, hits of the 70s with Oliver. This week's hit, Emma by Hot Chocolate from April 1975. Now here's your host, Oliver Lang.
Hey, cool.
All right.
Singer is dating this chick for a long time. She wants to be a movie star, gets bummed out, kills herself.
See? That's it?
That's it?
This has been Cliff Notes Hits of the 70s with Oliver.
There you go. Tell me that ain't a sad story.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What about that?
Stupid world record.
Hey, look what we got, Tom. A conservation company in Scotland has broken a Guinness World Record. Look at Josh's face, Tom. By constructing the world's largest insect hotel.
No, it's not what you think.
What do you mean it's not?
Workers at the Highland Titles. Oh, I thought that was something else.
Oh. The Tittles?
Big old titles.
Tittles, yeah. Nature Reserve built the so-called Bug Hotel, a giant pile of wood measuring 7,059 cubic feet. A
giant pile of wood, huh?
Yeah, boy.
So it's not like a roach motel.
A hotel for termites? What the heck?
The record-breaking Bug Hotel was made using felled Sitka spruce from the Nature Preserve, along with masonry bricks, bamboo canes, wood chips. There's more.
Wow.
Forest bark, wildflower seeds, clay pipes, and strawberry netting.
All right. It
took a team of 6 months to complete work on the insect.
What?
It provides bugs with nesting facilities, shelter, or refuge, especially during the winter months.
Yeah, all piles of wood and leaves
but
and
this
stuff.
This is the world
like
record. Bug Hotel. And they have a free...
What do they charge?
Does it like by the hour?
Yeah. No, yeah. The bugs go live there for the whole winter.
Okay.
What do they have a free of?
I'm sorry.
Well, it's a continental hotel. They have that continental breakfast.
It's just like sugar, right?
No, it's just dung.
Bugs like sugar?
Just dung.
Dung.
Yeah, and it's only open between 6 and 9. And
oh, you can eat dung. Right?
Yeah, they have free Wi-Fi.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just a
cute little joke. The bugs get free Wi-Fi.
I thought you said Wi-Fly. Now that.
There you go.
How about that?
I hear that some of the critters tend to complain.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what if you've got Jiminy Cricket in the next room?
All
night long, or a flea circus, even worse.
Oh, boy. This is all fair.
So it's a hotel for insects.
That's ridiculous.
So I clicked on it thinking, I don't understand what this is. It's a giant wood pile.
You still don't know, right?
Yeah. A little tiny weight room, and you know most of the insects can lift 30 times their body weight.
Yeah, oh yeah,
they're staggering principle of physics, really. Can you imagine if we could do that? Because isn't the theme of this stupid world records?
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
Doesn't this fit the theme?
Yes, sure, it does.
This isn't like the world's fastest man, the world's fastest woman.
No,
it certainly does.
Imagine if you were next to the termites, they'd be in your room before the day was over.
They sure would.
Yeah.
There you go. That's very good. Very true. It's a bug hotel, right?
Yeah. All right.
So they'll keep the light on for you.
Yeah.
Well,
how else are they going to attract
that way they,
visitors?
That way they get more bugs.
Here come the moths again.
I don't know. I have a question. You know, in contemporary culture, we can't figure out the homeless issue, but we can make a hotel for bugs?
Well, if the homeless would just be good enough to sleep under piles of wood, we'd have it solved.
Really?
Right.
Oh, great.
Right.
Yeah, we should take on social issues here on this show.
Yes, we should.
We can solve everything.
Come on, homeless. Get under those logs.
Wow. Okay, well. Wake up. We've only got another
homeless
10 minutes.
Homeless log initiative fails again in another city.
We've only got 10 minutes before the free dung breakfast starts.
Heartless humans turn their back on
bugs. Here's the picture of this thing, Christy. It looks like what?
Pile of wood. wood.
Giant.
Just a pile of wood.
Very long, giant pile of wood.
I like how they said they used mason bricks as opposed to bricks of shit.
I love that movie. Bricks of shaving cream. How's your song going in there? Oh,
I don't. You didn't give me the story.
Sorry.
Still haven't given that story.
I still don't know.
I haven't really had time.
Still don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, okay, we'll get it for you. Is that sports?
Yes, that is sports.
Okay.
Wherever you go.
Hey,
Marcy Sakes Alive, we got us a convoy. Christy!
Estelle Harris passed away, too.
Yeah, God bless her. Yeah.
Mrs. Potato Head.
That's right.
Yeah, and Mrs. Costanza.
You're not giving away our water pick!
Shut up.
Shut up. She lived a good life.
Yeah, 93, yes.
She was wonderful.
Yeah.
Very funny.
And also, sadly, C.W. McCall from the song Convoy.
Yep. Out of here.
Is there a, not to be mean, is there a CD, thing for death?
Oh, a CB?
CB, excuse me. Yeah, because they have all the...
A breaker 1-9, we lost a good one, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. That? I mean, is there like a tribute or a...
Is there a special phrasing that was in one of the years?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
And is the CB radio still a thing among truckers?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'd like to know, do the... lack of a better term, the lot lizards do a little broadcasting? Do they?
Yeah, they must advertise.
They go on there
somehow, going,
hey, look, you know, exit 47.
I mean, I bet it's
for a good time. It's probably all code words.
Mostly word of mouth between truckers, but.
Well, there.
sure. Yeah.
Wasn't that a movie? Word of mouth?
Yeah.
Do you mean the.
And the secret word was.
Do you mean the what you accused my mother of being, a lot lizard?
I didn't accuse her.
Earlier.
I merely suggested.
This morning.
You mentioned that your mother had a so-called base unit, that she would talk to the truckers as they drove by on the highway.
That's exactly right.
I mean, her name was Black Leather, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean,
means something, doesn't it?
It does mean like something, I don't know what it means.
Did she often wear black leather?
No, she wore white leather boots.
Oh.
Hmm. And hot pants.
So the Nancy Sinatra...
Thought she was.
Yeah. These boots are made for walking.
And that's just what they'll do.
One of these days, these boots
are going to walk all over you.
Did you know that someone sent me video of her performing karaoke?
Your mom?
Your mom? Mm-hmm.
You have it?
No.
Good answer, chick.
Stay down. Stay down.
Thank you.
What was the song?
Something by Tammy Wynette. I want to say Stand By Your Man.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's high.
That's hard to sing.
Well, she thought she could sing it.
Oh, I bet you had a ball.
It was something like that.
Sure.
It was troubling, Tom.
Was she wearing the outfit?
What outfit?
Yeah. Yeah. She had this top that would lace.
Yeah.
It's like a red short sleeve with the lacing.
You ever have to tie that for her?
No, I didn't. And thank you, Josh. Thank you very
much. Ever have to zip up the back for her?
Did you ever have to do that for your mom?
Yeah, occasionally. It was always very weird.
That's awful.
Did you ever get it for your mom?
No.
You're just zipping up a dress.
What if your finger sort of brushes her back? Oh, God.
And what if you...
What is wrong with you guys?
All right, Dad. But just
get an erection.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I sent Pat the story of Mr. Soji Morimoto and his gig of doing nothing, and it's actually starting to pay off.
Wow.
And I'm not kidding. His nickname is Rental-san. Seriously.
Right. Yeah, sure.
And he rents himself out to do nothing.
And you know what?
He's a rental.
Power to him.
Well, you'll hear that he ends up sort of doing something while...
it's hard to do nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll see.
Well, then, This story doesn't make any sense. Then, if
don't blame me. This is from the Washington Post. So
don't blame you. I wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for you.
Here's the first sentence.
A good point.
There's a man in Japan who gets paid to do quote nothing.
Okay, that's it. Thanks.
And then it says,
well,
almost nothing. So we'll find out. Pat, did you see the story?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of took the name and made it a little easier to read. Soji Morimoto.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
What do you work at Staten Island? What do you mean you took the name and made it easier to read?
I
fixed it up for you.
I took the syllables.
Mr. Bernstein, you're not Burns.
No kidding. To do the pronouncers for people.
It just makes it a little easier to pronounce. If you're trying to read that for the first time, it's a little bit tough. Okay. Well, we'll find out. And you're once again the challenge in the next few minutes. You have to apply Billy Joel's great song, The Piano Man, and somehow make this guy do this. Okay?
You got 2.5 minutes.
Good luck.
You're welcome. In the meantime, we turn to Christy Lee at the news desk. What's happening over there?
The official Loch Ness Monster Register has logged the first official sighting for 2022.
Oh, okay.
According to the Daily Record, Josh, Irishman Ian O'Fadigan.
Yes.
Oh, fat again.
I lost the weight, but...
He lost, now he's...
Now I'm all fat again.
Fat again.
A veteran Nessie hunter was watching the Loch Ness webcam March 23rd.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When he spotted something unexplained. 57-year-old said he saw what appeared to be two objects moving parallel to each other across the middle of the screen.
All right.
Overall, Nessie sightings have been down this year. This sighting marks the first time the monster's been sighted this year, 2021... Only 16 sightings, so she's starting to hide a little more, huh?
Well, either that or the tear in the space-time continuum that is in Loch Ness. She just hasn't been coming through as long.
Gotcha. No,
the problem is no one recognizes her with that mask on.
Oh, that's what's happening? Yeah.
Huh.
They're actually this place. They get hundreds of alleged sightings, and they investigate all of them. And only how many last year were official?
16 were official.
Okay, so this is the first official one of 2022.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Joy Behar vacationing?
Italy, right?
Okay, that area. Okay. The problem with this now is this is like the same thing with Bigfoot. Everyone has a camera in their pocket at all times.
Well, this person spotted it over
the webcam. He wasn't there in person.
Right.
I know, but I'm just saying. If it was.
Well, would you have the wherewithal to stop, take the camera out of your pocket, unlock your phone, get to the camera? No, by then Bigfoot's gone,
and so is the Loch Ness Monster.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to take a picture of a grizzly bear
to take pictures of dolphins. It's impossible.
It's a Loch Ness Monster. Oh my god.
No, you'd have to.
Then you drop your camera.
Right. Well, some have caught it, and I bet you poo-poo the actual evidence.
I did poo-poo all the evidence.
Some very compelling stuff.
Now, Pat, I happen to know this, and I know you probably don't want to share this, but Pat Godwin refers to his male member as the Loch Ness Monster.
Really?
Yeah, old Nessie?
Yeah, it's only been...
Go ahead.
I just call him Little Patty.
It's only seen every 40 years.
No, because many people doubt its existence.
Oh, it exists. It doesn't exist on much.
I thought you were going to say there haven't been many sightings at all, yes.
I bet Pat leads a secret life filled with concubines.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Doesn't a concubine sound like an adding machine? That word.
No, it sounds like something on a farm to me.
Yeah, there you go. That just doesn't sound like...
It doesn't sound like what it is.
Like what it is.
Yeah, bring out the concubine. We got a detachment on this here.
According to my calculations on the concubine.
Can't do it today. The concubine's down.
I've been to Loch Ness.
Did you see the monster?
I saw a duck.
The Loch Ness duck?
Yeah. But when I took a photo of it, I kind of like moved the camera as I was taking a photo of it. It looked like a blurry little Loch Ness head.
Okay, very good.
It did.
I think it's the first sighting of the year because the tourist season is about to come around.
It's a beautiful lake and deep.
I think we're all missing the point here. Somebody is sitting and watching the webcam.
It's important work.
I watched
how
this.
How bored do you have to be in life?
I watched this video and
I can't wait to see it.
There's nothing there.
What do you think it is?
Probably a couple of fish near the surface.
A couple of fish?
Really?
There's just nothing there.
Who's gotten a hold of you? Who's telling you to say that?
Me.
That's what I want to
say. It's the government, right?
All right. I don't want to stall because I want to get to the most important part of this hour, which, of course, is...
What did one nut say while chasing the other nut?
What?
I'm a cashew.
I'm a cashew.
I'm a cashew.
See, I thought you meant testicle, and so I wasn't. Yeah.
Either way, you
well, I could say peanut because you peanut.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I didn't think you meant that.
And if they catch each other, it makes no vast difference.
Oh.
Very nice. The notion of
just as funny.
Notion of a talking nut is funny.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of nut it might be. We have a story here today that I want to see if you guys remember a certain term. Because
ATM.
No, that's not it. Keep guessing.
Oh, all right.
Muff diver.
No, you're getting closer.
BBC.
This involves a crane, not the bird, but a
Fraser.
No,
Eiffel Tower.
No, we have a regular listener who is usually in his crane, working.
Yeah,
has the show on, and we've learned a lot about crane operation. Very dangerous. certainly an admirable profession.
Yes,
and you'll find this interesting. But there's a certain word associated with this. I want to see if you remember. Christy, go ahead.
A construction worker in Ireland has been removed from a building site after he was caught dropping a bag of his own feces off a crane.
How did we not have this story right at the beginning of the show?
So this is a form of...
A form of what? Do you remember the term that we learned, Christy?
Yeah.
This is a little bit more dignified, I would say.
No, I don't remember the term. Anything to do with feces, I immediately leave.
We were informed that, for example, the men and women who climb towers to change the light bulbs on various radio TV towers. Well, I'm sure that...
Oh, are you talking about the Mud Falcon?
The Mud Falcon.
I do remember that.
Which is, when you're up that high, it takes like an hour to get to the top of the tower. You know, when you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah, you're not climbing back down.
So that is indeed known as the Mud Falcon.
So they just
think you would go before you went up.
Well, things happen, don't they?
I guess.
And in this case...
A viral video shows the worker holding a plastic bag filled with fecal material, standing high up in the cab of a crane. He swings the bag and tosses it onto a rooftop directly beneath the crane. After the footage went viral, a spokesperson for the company told Dublin Live that it took immediate action over the highly regrettable incident.
Well, what else is he supposed to do?
Yeah. The worker has since been removed from the site and will not be permitted to work on any of their sites in the future.
That's ridiculous.
That's got to be a comfortable place to up there.
Above
everything.
Yeah. A bag? You're going to...
Very therapeutic.
I mean, you do it with your dog when you take your dog for a walk.
Yeah, maybe he has a scooper up there.
I mean, just goes right on the floor. Did you read the whole thing, Jim Mud Falcon O'Malley? but at least this guy didn't do a free floater.
Right.
The dudes that are up in the tower just let it rip.
Yeah, it's in a bag.
How do you know it wasn't a prank?
Oh, how do we know? Hey, take this job and shove it, and then he threw that down there.
He brought it with him.
Well, in that case.
But to have the guy lose his job, I know that they had a three strikes and you're out policy, and this was his third strike.
Then he's like, Well, what do you think the sound of a plastic bag full of crap hitting a roof? Wouldn't you like? I bet it's satisfying.
Kind of a splat, maybe?
Yeah.
What?
Kind of a.
The things you think about, that's crazy.
That is the roof I hit. Down the chimney comes a pile of shaving cream.
Talk about on a shingle, huh?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.